From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. freedom of navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. Several Chinese ships shadowed the U.S. vessel as it made its way through the South China Sea. China denounced the U.S. patrol that went close to a man-made island it considers a part of its territory, but a U.S. Defense Department official says U.S. vessels will be making other trips through the area in an effort to maintain the freedom of the seas. The United States is stepping up its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing on the American military strategy in the Middle East. He said there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of a group of hostages in Iraq.
The third and final R is raids, signaling that we won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
Ash Carter. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, those areas rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people were killed in the quake, 2,200 injured. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate, John Magufuli, took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting from Sunday's election. Several key cabinet members appear to have lost their seats. The election is expected to be Tanzania's tightest race ever, with a ruling CCM party facing its first major challenge in decades. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is promising to use, in his words, all political and legal means to stop the Catalan region's efforts to become an independent republic. In a nationally televised speech Tuesday, Mr. Rajoy called the region's efforts to achieve independence an act of provocation. Pro-independence parties announced Tuesday that the provincial legislature would adopt measures next month to begin the process of breaking away from Spain. Backers of the measure say they expect full independence within 18 months. Voters in the Republic of Congo overwhelmingly approved a constitutional referendum that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. Official results released Tuesday showed more than 92% of voters backing the referendum. Turnout for the vote was said to be 72%. But opposition parties are rejecting the results, as we hear from Nick Long.
An Alliance of Opposition Parties spokesman, Guy Romain Kinfusia, disputes the official turnout figure of 72%. Analyst Paul Melly, who follows Congo-Brazzaville's politics for the research organisation Chatham House, says the result was in line with all of the Republic of Congo's polls since 2002.
The official figures that have been announced are completely unsurprising. Anecdotal on-the-ground evidence suggests that turnout was actually very low in many places.
The opposition will ask Mr. Sassou Nguesso to withdraw this result and sit down for inclusive talks on holding elections in 2016, in which he will not be a candidate. Nick Long, Goma, DRC.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the airstrikes that hit a hospital in Yemen. He notes that hospitals and medical personnel are protected under international law. The U.S. State Department says Iran is expected to be invited to key meetings about Syria's future political state. The meetings will take place in Vienna this week. A State Department spokesman spoke about the participation of Iran. Attendance by Iran could mark a shift for the U.S. and other nations that have sought to limit engagement with Iran on issues beyond the Iran nuclear agreement reached in July. An American who had moved to Israel in the 1980s died Tuesday of wounds suffered in a Palestinian attack 2 weeks ago. Richard Lakin had been a teacher at an Arab Jewish school. Israel has sentenced, meanwhile, a radical Islamic preacher to nearly a year in prison for inciting Palestinians to riot at an East Jerusalem religious site. Sheikh Raed Salah, who heads a branch of the group called Islamic Movement, was ordered Tuesday to report to prison November 15th to start serving 11 months behind bars. His lawyers promised to appeal the sentence to the Israeli High Court. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day lower today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.